This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. Want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. Hey, let's do this. Final hour, Dirt and Sprague on a Thursday. Hope Thursdays are going well. Thanks for being with us here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Get the Swags Plums coming up in 12 minutes. Charles Oakley getting booted out of a casino.
Swag, I was thinking about something during the break because I love the exchange we just had in the last segment. And I want you to be honest here, big guy. Was the last workout you had the combine for 1080 The Fan?
No, I've done some stuff in between now and then.
Okay. I was just curious.
Yeah.
Are you counting golf?
No, I'm not counting golf.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I count. If I walk 18 holes, that's a workout.
You can get some good, yeah, you get some good steps in.
Walking
golf.
18 holes in this heat today? That's good.
Hope you got to change your pants.
Keep them dry, folks. Keep them dry. All right. First, though, before we get into anything, let's give away a family four-pack of tickets to the Portland Pickles game on Saturday. You can join myself and the fan at Pickle Fest starting at 6 p.m. featuring live music, 50 beers, baseball game, limited edition vinyl giveaway. For all the details, go to PortlandPicklesBaseball.com. Caller number 4-503-250-1080. You win a family four-pack of tickets to the Pickles game. Come hang out. I think I'm going to throw out the first pitch at that thing.
Are you really?
I think so.
Yes.
How about that? We'll find out officially today, though. I made that request.
Let's get some booze if you're out at that game.
Yeah, our friend Terry Boyd over at KGON has decided to get hit by a pitch.
Yes, so get this.
That's what he wants to do.
You're going, and he comes up and he goes, I got a better idea. And I go, what's your better idea other than a first pitch? Get hit by a pitch. I see you get hit by a pitch. He says, yep, I'm going to let him hit me. Because what do you remember if you go to a game? The first pitch or the hit by pitch? And I said,
I mean,
you're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
He wants to get hit so hard, the stitches on the ball imprint on his arm.
I don't know why anybody would think that's a good idea.
That's not like a little lob. You have to throw that at least, what, 50 miles an hour?
It's a little harder than that. 50 miles an hour would be a little mosquito bite. It's got to be 75 plus to leave some sort of a mark. You're going to have to get a pitcher from the team to throw that because there's not many Joe Schmoes out there.
I'm good. I'd rather not and say I did.
Yeah, good luck with that. So, yeah, come hang out. It's going to be fun. Pickle Fest on
Saturday.
I threw
out a first pitch once, Dirt.
You did.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but once you get up there, you're kind of just like, all right, let's
I just want to do, I don't know if there's going to be a radar gun on me, but I want to have a poll question over-under on Friday. If there is, we can Sprague the line on it.
Let's use my...
What can I hit?
MPH.
Sure, what did you get?
64.
Okay, can I top 64 miles an hour?
I'm going to vote yes.
Okay, we'll have some fun with that tomorrow.
Okay.
So there was a video circulating online yesterday that Slam Magazine tweeted out, and it was a tribute to Brandon Roy, which is actually a lot of fun to watch. You kind of forget about all the big moments he had and all the highlights and all the game winners, and it's a fun trip down memory lane. And this got you thinking, and you came up with the Coors Light poll question of the day at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter, asking the question, which player did or do you enjoy watching more? Not who's better, not the, you know, better career, any of that kind of stuff. Just which one did you enjoy watching more? Brandon Roy or Damian Lillard?
This is not an easy one.
It took me a long time to come up with my answer.
I think I'm going to have to go Roy.
And wow, really?
I know. And, you know, Dame is amazing. I'm so glad we get to watch him play here as long as we have so far. Roy was somebody that I loved watching play year two in college. I mean, he was somebody that you watched for a while at Washington, and then you realize they traded for him and got him out of the draft with Minnesota. Man, he wasn't as quick, but what does Dame I guess the three-point shot's different, too, so that's tough. I just feel like he had a little more than Dame. And what I mean by that is I feel like he could back you down. He could hit the perimeter shot.
Sure.
He could dunk on you. He could cross you up and hit a mid-range. Mm-hmm. I think he had all of that. And I think Dame has a lot of that as well. But I'm going to have to vote Roy here. Because he took you out of the emotional lull that you were in with that franchise.
Oh, no doubt about it.
And Dame came and, look, he took you to the out of the first round for the first time in whatever that was, 14 years
He's
or
been out of the
whatever.
First round twice.
Right. One of those was...
Hey, out of the first round.
I'll give you the Houston one.
Okay.
But I think I'm going Roy. I think I enjoyed watching him play basketball a little more. I get the up-tempo stuff is fun. Mm-hmm. I've argued the NBA now is as entertaining as it's ever been in terms of on-court product, but I still think I'm going to vote Roy.
I'll say this. I think Dame at times can be more frustrating than Brandon Roy because of his style of play. What percentage of shots do you yell at your TV about with him? It's not a high percentage, but there's, 9-10% of them. You're like, dude, come on.
When they're going cold and he does that, 27,
right.
28-foot shot,
pull
you're
up
like,
with
okay.
19 seconds left on the shot clock.
The other team's on a 7-0 run right,
right
now.
We didn't need that one.
No.
Just settle down.
He had one game last year. I forget the team they were playing, but he was at one point 1 of 12 or something. And he shot a 28-footer, and that was the first time I'd kind of heard a few little boo.
Yeah.
That was the first time I ever heard that with him.
Right.
So there's no doubt there are times he can be frustrating.
Yeah, and Roy never really had that. A lot of it was because their games were different.
You don't think Roy had games where maybe he didn't shoot enough for your liking?
I think that was always his criticism. Why aren't you more aggressive?
Right.
You needed the combination. So Dame, if you look at we'll just call the peak years of their career. So I'll use the last 3 years for Dame. Since he's been playing without L.A., he has not had a season where he averaged less than 19 field goal attempts per game. Brandon Roy never had a season where he averaged over 16 field goal attempts per game.
Yeah.
So, and then the other year, it was 15.8, 16. So there were more looks there, and Dame, obviously, a little bit more aggressive. Teams were built differently, no doubt. I went back and forth on this. I think until last year, if you asked me this question a year ago, I would still say Brandon Roy. There was something about Dame this year and the steps that he took on defense, which to me was a big selling point of putting in the effort on that side of the ball, which was always his main weakness. But there's also an aspect of being able to take over a basketball game and not that Roy obviously did this and he had some phenomenal games throughout his career, but to be able to just flip a switch seemingly a dozen times in a season where your team doesn't have anything going, your team's down by double digits in the fourth quarter, and you do it yourself. A lot of it came late in the year during that 13-game winning streak when they're playing banged-up teams. But I can think of four or five games just during that stretch that they had no business winning, and they would have lost if not for Dame coming up and just being remarkable in the fourth quarter and taking over a basketball game.
So yesterday on the show, you'd kind of lauded about your sports memory. I'm not calling you out. I'm just saying, how much of Roy's career do you forget
game
on
by
moments
game specific,
like that?
Game by game specifically, I don't remember a ton of them.
See, so, and I bet you they're kind of identical in the regard of the team's not playing well, and then Brandon goes off in the third quarter and brings him back. Now they have life. He hits a couple big buckets in the fourth.
The clutch thing, they're equal in that. They were both extremely, they're known for game-winning shots, and they both hit a ton of them throughout the prime of their career.
Sure.
And Roy had some of those games like Dame did, where the 52, whatever it was, against, was it against Phoenix?
Did Dame, I'm trying to think in playoff-wise, I'm legitimately blanking, did Dame ever have a Dallas moment?
Outside of the shot, I don't believe so.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back the last couple of years.
That's a playoff game.
Sure.
And, part of that was because he hadn't played and... I don't know. There was kind of a feel, I think, within the city of...
Let me go back to the Clippers series maybe and look.
You got a feel that it was going to happen. But the Clippers series is tough because you were talking about a banged up short.
Sure. I'll give you this one. How about this? The game that they won when the Clippers were still healthy was game 3.
Mm-hmm.
They won that. They got blown out the first two. They came back. They won game 3, 96-88.
Did Griffin play that game?
I believe he did.
Because I think Paul Griffin... went out at the different juncture, or maybe I'm misremembering that series.
Well, in game 3, Dame had 32 points and was 10 of 20 from the floor.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big playoff night.
And there's not a wrong answer with this question. It was more just like a, I saw the highlights, mm-hmm. and I know his career, like Lillard's going to pass him and everything, probably already has. But you just go back to emotion, you know, kind of tying back to football, college versus the NFL. Emotionally, it probably weighs in on a lot of people, but who have you enjoyed?
Yeah. They're very different games.
Very different games.
One's more old school, traditional, much more, I guess, diverse in what he can do than Brandon Roy.
I think the element of, because Dame gets recognition, I always felt like Roy was starting to get the recognition of the other great players in the league that you don't always see happen here in Portland. Whereas times, Damian Lillard is tucked away in the West Coast.
Right.
Unless somebody brings his name up for a hypothetical trade.
Yeah. And the size one is obviously a big part of it. Roy was bigger. And there's a respect factor there with Dame because when you stand next to him, you realize how small he is.
Right.
And it amazes you. I mean, Roy was a legit 6'6", 210, 215.
Big dude, yeah.
He was a big guard. Yeah, we had. By the way, the results right now, Coors Light poll question, 66% of people going recency bias saying Damian Lillard.
Doesn't 34%. Have to be recency bias. They could just feel that way.
Well, it was part of that, though. You were right in terms of the game takeover factor. I remember all of Brandon Roy's game winners, but taking over games.
You forget the season November game that he beat against Toronto or something.
Sure. We got a lot of thoughts at that on the Better You Today text line as well, 55305. We'll see if we can get to some of those at the bottom of the hour. We also have some weird news stories to get to, one including Charles Oakley and doing something you're not allowed to do. So we'll get to those coming up at 2:30. But let's take a look inside Swag's Bag of Plums, and we will do that next on 1080 The Fan. Hey, Charles Oakley, you can't do that. We'll get to that coming to bottom of the hour. Also, is there any mechanic that doesn't know what happens if you leave a running car, like a car running inside of a closed garage?
No, is there a human?
Is there anybody out there that does not know what happens in that situation?
I don't even think you need somebody to tell you to know what happens in the situation.
What the hell's going on? We'll get to that as well. Also, some a baseball oddity, if you will, that happened last night that I would like to bring up to close out the show. But slightly after 2:15 on a Thursday, that means it's time for Swag's Plums. What do we got this week, Swag?
Well, let's begin with today is National Simplicity Day.
Hmm. Ooh, okay.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, keep it simple.
Stupid kiss.
It's in honor of Henry David Thoreau, who was born on this day 200 some odd years ago, but he was a transcendentalist author and other sorts of things who tried to tell you to take it all in, keep it simple, keep perspective.
Hmm. Is that keep calm and carry on? Is that still a thing? Do people still do that?
I haven't
seen
those.
Like a thing? Remember those shirts and like mugs
and
stuff?
Yeah, the memes and all that stuff.
No, I think it's moved more, and I'm a little angry about this because I did this 3 years ago. It's moved more towards the vibes.
Towards the vibes?
People just say vibes. Hey, good vibes, man.
Oh.
The hell does that mean?
I've never heard of that before.
You've never heard of good vibes?
No. I've heard of good vibrations.
Dude, I'm a big vibes guy. If you got a bad vibe, I get away from you. I want nothing to do with bringing my vibes down.
You got a vibe.
Vibe's a real thing.
There's a quote that the founders have used from Thoreau. Says, in proportion as he simplifies his life, the laws of the universe will appear less complex. Solitude will not be solitude, nor poverty poverty, nor weakness weakness.
Hmm. I'm with that. I'm with simplicity.
But your weakness is a weakness. I mean, that's dumb.
Whether you're simple or not.
I don't care if you're simple. Weakness is a weakness.
So, you know, simplicity, folks. Don't make things more complicated than they need to be. Also along those lines, Saturday is National Grand Marnier Day.
They go hand in hand.
So what are you saying, Swigard?
Keep it simple and drink.
That's right.
What is it about humans that we feel like we have to create bad circumstances in our life? You realize how many people create their own bad circumstances?
Or create their own stress, too,
yes.
Out of things you don't need to stress about. I'm going through this right now with the wedding.
Are you?
Like the planning of the wedding with the fiance. It's like, you know, you don't need to stress about it. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
We got 2 years here. It's going to be all
right. There's two different things at play. One, if it's creating, trying to make yourself look like a victim, to seek sympathy, to seek support, so you're not out there all by yourself.
Why not just tell somebody that you need a pick-me-up?
So, but the other one where you try and create drama so you can solve it, that is to make you elevate above others like you.
It's so weird to me because I have family members that do this on a regular basis and they wonder why I don't talk to them as much anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, why didn't you hang out for the extra hour on that one time? Because I wanted to leave.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life.
But I have that. Yeah. And you try to weed it out, man, but it's like sometimes you can't escape it. And it's like, you don't need to live this way. Just go do your own thing.
So, yeah. But no, Grand Marnier Day, because it was a French invention, they added orange liqueur to cognac. That's how it came about. 14th is also Bastille Day, which is recognized as the beginning of the French Revolution. So that's how it goes hand in hand.
There we go.
So add a little Grand Marnier to your life on Saturday, whether it's a Cosmo, whether it's a Margarita, or if you dare to be a little bolder, it makes a great addition to the egg wash for French toast.
Ooh, that's a good start to the day.
I did enjoy this one. Knowing my weaknesses is my strength.
That's right.
An interview answer.
It's a Dwight Schrute answer.
And then poverty is just poverty until you need a $20,000 operation.
Yeah. Very true.
I saw this. This is from Oregon Live. I don't know where they got it from. Wondering if, you know, as we look for Isaac enjoying his 2-week romp through Italy, George Clooney was riding a scooter in Sardinia and got clipped and thrown airborne off his scooter.
Yeah. He was going like 45 at the moment of impact, too.
Yeah. Apparently, he's okay.
He got aboard a private jet this morning. He's doing all right.
So he's there doing a TV series based on the novel Catch-22, which is what he's doing, hanging over there.
He's doing a TV series,
but has anybody heard from Isaac? Was he the driver of the car? Did he clip Cooney?
I've not seen anything regarding social media with Isaac in a couple of days. He had the shirtless photo, which,
had the beefcake photo.
Rather ironic. Somebody who made constant fun of my co-host here for shirtless photos. Then tweeting out a picture of him shirtless. I did take good joy in that.
He's had a couple ironic moments in regards to me and other things he has said.
Yeah, because last year when you ran the Hooded Coast, now granted, you did send out too many shirtless photos.
I literally only sent out one on Twitter.
You were tagged in a lot of them.
Well, that was my fault.
It's a tagging issue. You know?
Come on.
So look, I agree, put a shirt on, but I'll make fun of you for that. You're not going to see a picture of me shirtless. You don't got to worry about that. That's not going to make it out there. You can't throw rocks in a glass house.
Right, I have no problem. Like, let's make fun of it. Just live your best life. That picture you sent out looked like he was on a boat in a beautiful area. Dude, live it up. Live your life. I have no problems with it. I did think it was pretty ironic, though.
Yeah.
There you go. All right.
Sukanik did that, too.
Yeah.
He had shirtless photos, too?
He had a shirtless photo tweeted out when he was in... Where did he? Belize.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's like, oh, now we're on Team Naked. I dig it.
Everybody's shirtless, huh?
No, let's go. You're the last one in this party.
Won't be seeing swag shirtless.
Although now I just realized I have had a picture of me shirtless released. When we did the segment for Cool and for a Cause, Swigart and I were shirtless.
Oh, I guess I was.
There was financial reasoning involved, but
right.
We were shirtless.
Whatever we can to do to, you know, help those.
Who hasn't been shirtless at the station?
I've never seen Mike Lynch shirtless.
He's got a lot of hair. Is he a hairy guy?
He's
got
to be a hairy guy.
I haven't seen Cam shirtless. I'm
not
sure there are shirtless pictures.
How does Cam not have one he has sent out from the heyday of his NFL career?
I don't know.
Throwback Thursday, year 3 NFL, just bench 380.
Yeah. I'd be posting pictures like that all the time if I had that.
I was listening this morning, and he had a line where he was like talking about the combine. Yeah, bench 460 clean. I'm like...
Yeah.
Do you know how much weight that
is? I know.
God, dude.
Is he the most hairless at the station?
Yeah, if you're counting head, he beats me. If I went bald and I shaved my
then
head.
Then he'd be hairless. He'd be a hairless cap.
Yeah.
The Oregonian also put out its list of the top 40 restaurants in the city.
Ooh, what's number one?
Coquine, over in Southeast Belmont.
Never been.
So I have not either. So Le Pigeon is number two, which is wonderful. If you've ever been to Le Pigeon, great French food. Castagna is number three, another standard.
I think I've been there before. I may have been to Le Pigeon. Don't remember.
Okay. Some of these, you know.
The Pigeon's right over on Burnside, just on the east side of the river.
Oh, I've been there then. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. There's really good food, but sometimes all these great restaurants, they kind of run together in your head.
We've got a lot of great restaurants in this city.
Really so good a eats. New feature, the list is up on OregonLife.com, but there's a new feature. So as they list each one, and obviously some of them are, you know, more expensive for, you know, kind of that fancy night out. Mm-hmm. But they give then kind of they call it the t-shirt option, but and some of them have, like, the owner of the restaurant will have a different, more casual establishment somewhere. So if you want the same quality of food or a similar experience, but at a much more casual, affordable price. So,
not quite as elegant.
I thought that was pretty cool. And the Emmy nominations came out today. Game of Thrones is your leader with 22.
They'll probably win, like, 16 to 17.
I already started my rewatch journey.
Did you?
Because the fiance hasn't seen it. So I'm getting, she watched,
like at all?
Yeah. She watched the last season with me. So then she just doesn't know how the hell we got here. So it's a perfect scenario for me to rewatch and get ready
West
for the final
World
season.
Got 20 or 21. And then there's some show on Hulu that won everything last year that I've never heard of that had 20 or 21.
What's it called? Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah, okay.
That is supposed to be a wildly good show.
Okay.
It's about the future and how a lot of women can't bear children. So it's supposed to have some really messed up things, but be good.
What were the options for the best show?
Drama. My computer is totally locked up and it's not like advancing.
By the way,
I'm trying to click over to the tab.
We got Fat Guy checking in. Cocaine is the absolute best.
Okay. Well, you trust a fat guy. Fat guy's no food. You know?
Yeah, you got to judge that. Who's coming out of that restaurant?
See, I think if we went out, we gave food advice, you and me, they'd trust me more than you.
You think so?
I think so.
I don't know. They listed there a rack of lamb crusted in black garlic I was ready to go all in on that. So
55305, if we did a food video, would you trust Dirt's food opinion more than mine?
You for sure would. That's just in human nature.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Right?
If I saw me walk out,
which guy would you think enjoys food more?
Well, that's not fair to skinny guys.
When
though.
when you watch cooking
skinny,
shows,
you have
if you
about.
Have the ultra skinny chef, are you a little bit more skeptical than watching Emeril or Mario Batali?
Absolutely.
I don't know. Ramsay just lost like 60 pounds. He's not a fat dude.
Yeah. But you know who is? Guy Fieri.
Take you to Flavor Town. Well, who's the best skinny then? It probably was
Anthony Bourdain.
Bourdain, huh?
Yeah.
Bourdain. Yeah. Bobby Flay.
Yeah, Flay's in good shape.
I always think of Bobby Flay and Entourage. That's always what I think of.
Sleeping with Ari's wife.
He was porking Ari's wife, man. Come on, Bobby.
He had some good little lines in there.
He did. He was a funny character.
Bobby, are your knives here?
Yeah, so far people in Dirt We Trust, somebody said.
Wow.
Somebody said, hell yes, screw kale salad, dude.
Wow.
Yep, go eat your kale.
Wow.
Sprague is cheap. He probably eats Totino's and calls it good pizza.
Well, you don't listen to the show then. You do not listen to the show.
Sprague doesn't eat fish, enough said. See, that's true. You don't
even
like
fish.
See,
you don't eat seafood, so that's...
That's not true. I eat at Seasons and Regions.
Yes, but you're not. You don't like most seafood.
I don't like salmon. Actually, I hate salmon.
See, you never had my salmon. I'd make salmon that you would like. I guarantee it.
Oh, I've heard that 23 times in my life.
I'm telling you.
You haven't had Bob's salmon.
You can do a lot of different things with salmon, but if you don't, you can't cover up.
It's too fishy. It's got that fishy taste. You can't eliminate that completely.
See, now the one going in your favor.
Thank you.
Actually, two going in your favor.
Boom. Let's go.
Somebody
Keep
said,
voting.
I'd trust Sprague. Seems more picky. Dirt looks like he'd eat anything.
Oh, and that goes back to Totino's comment.
Regardless, Totino's is delicious. where did the other one go? I'd trust Sprague. No, where did the other one? I lost the other one. But yeah, somebody else agreed with you too. Oh, there we go. Fat guy will eat anything and think it's good. Trust the skinny guy.
Well, now I don't know if that's fair to all fat people.
Yeah, come on, man. I don't think everything's good. Jeez. You can't make fun of fat guy.
Almost makes you sound like a dog.
Right.
Just give it to Andy.
Dude,
he'll eat
all of
it.
Put it in the bowl. He'll eat it, all right? Yeah, who do you trust more on food? 55305, better you today, text line.
Yeah, Anthony, good point. I put my food on IG.
Do I need to start doing this? Do I need to put my cooks on IG live?
If you're going to compete, man, you got to let people know what you're eating. I like to eat. I love to eat.
I feel douchey doing that. Not saying you're douchey for doing it.
You kind of call it douchey.
I did not mean that. But, you know, like one of the things of social media that bothers people, what do people bring up? I don't want to see pictures of your food.
I put them on my story, not my post.
Yeah, you do, yeah. So you got to at least, if you click it, you can click past it if you want.
Right.
You don't need to wait the whole 10 seconds.
I'm actually really good, annoying Instagram guy, because I will post on my story a picture of food, and then I will put a picture of my kids as my regular picture. I'm hitting the two things that people bitch about the most on Instagram.
Okay. And somebody said, dirt is husky, not fat. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, somebody says you get the fishy taste out of salmon. I'm telling you, I have tried a million different people's salmon, and they're all fishy.
I got this mango habanero paste I put on it. Nice and spicy.
You make it. Grill I'll try it.
Okay.
I'm always willing to try new things.
I'll bring it in and heat it up in the microwave for you.
Except duck eggs. I will never eat a duck egg.
You got to live a little. All right.
With the baby duck still in it.
Does anybody not know what happens when you leave a car in a closed garage running? Because I hope you do, but a mechanic and his mistress did not. We'll give you that story. Also, Charles Oakley doing something you are not allowed to do. Those are next. Hey, we'll close out the show with some baseball stuff, an oddity from last night. Also, should a team be looking in the rearview mirror? Get to those. Differing opinions coming into the Better You Today text line 55305 on whose food opinions you would trust.
Oh, yeah.
I want more than four almonds. I'll take dirt. I've done a good job of making people think you only eat four almonds.
You've done an exceptional
job. I've branded that really well. I'm not going to lie.
If I was a listener and I wasn't able to be a diehard P1 all day,
yeah,
I would think I ate six almonds and a leaf.
The only thing I think I branded better than that is Bummer Brandon. I branded Bummer Brandon pretty well.
You've also branded Sprague and Line. I'll give you credit for Sprague and the Line pretty.
Yeah.
You've done that. Pretty good. I mean, I had an internal battle today. I almost dove into the ice cream bars in the freezer.
Oh, you did, huh?
Oh, yeah.
You thought about it?
Yeah.
Dive in.
And I was like, wait a minute. I have another almond.
Nope.
I'm good.
I got one more. I'll eat number five today. Somebody said, trusting Andy, wine rep. It's weird you called me Andy, but thank you. Wine rep, grew up son of a restaurant critic. Best believe I'm fat. Hey, oh, stick together. I think I would trust dirt. Seems like the kind of guy I'd be down to take two Totino's pizzas, put them together, make a pizza sandwich. Yes, sir. May or may not have done that in my life. Can't confirm or deny.
I don't know if I want to listen to that advice.
Dirt actually tries food. If you're picky, you never try anything. There's a part of that, I think, when you don't like a certain genre of food.
So
there's a pickiness
there. They're saying I'm picky?
Because until recently, you didn't eat any seafood outside of sushi.
Yeah.
You ate sushi.
But here's the thing,
Seasons and Regions has broadened your horizon a tad.
Well, I don't even know if I'm partnering with them right now, but they legitimately are pretty damn good. What I would say on the seafood front, though, I mean, I lived in a house where we didn't eat seafood a lot, but then when we went to friends' houses, they would have it. I don't know. Okay. I just never liked it. I've tried it a million different times, a million different ways, and I don't know. I don't like that fishy taste.
And somebody said, if Sprague chooses food like he chooses the teams he bets on, I'm going with the fat guy.
Oh, that's 100% on that. Yeah.
Hey, have you guys ever lost a bet and then been really tempted to try and get your money back?
Yeah, my last three bets.
Sprague on the line.
I've always looked for the contact now button on the
right,
website.
Right. Can I get my, eject the money, eject.
Looks like you guys stole $100 from me. What's going on?
You know, I don't remember making that bet. I think I was hacked. Charles Oakley was in Vegas, and he is behind bars now because he committed or attempted to commit a fraudulent act in a gaming establishment. If you're wondering what the hell is that, here's what he did. He had apparently placed a $100 chip and making a bet, moved it to the middle of the table. Upon realizing he was going to lose his wager, he grabbed his $100 chip back. You know, changed my mind. I want that one back.
That thing rolled out. That was weird.
It slipped out of my fingers. He apparently, this is considered a Class B felony, and if convicted of a first offense, the violator is subject to a sentence of 1 to 6 years in state prison.
Jeez.
And a fine of more than $10,000.
You do this on a much grander scale, okay? Charles Oakley or regular guy, should you go into jail for that for $100?
No.
No.
How about just ban him from that casino?
Fine him.
Do it again, sure. You're in the tank.
Yeah, his attorney came out, told ESPN, not a significant matter. We expect it to be resolved quickly.
How does Jordan feel about this?
Yeah. What?
How many times they accuse each other of cheating?
Yeah, a lot.
And now Jordan's like, dude, I told you, you've been cheating the whole time.
Tried to claim it. I do a little sympathy there for Oakley because we've all wanted to do that. You place a bet, and damn it, he'd lose it immediately. Like, certain games are different than others, obviously, but the ones that you could lose it in like that quick of a snap of a finger, that one's tough to do.
I had a friend that didn't know the real nuances at a casino. I think we went to Spirit Mountain, and they had kind of tried to hint that they were about to do something like this. And I said, dude,
don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Do not do that.
You can't take your money back, man. That bet has been placed.
When that hand goes over the table, yes, you don't touch a thing.
Keep your hands off the table, please. So that's what Charles Oakley's up to, if you're wondering. I'll get to this one quickly as well before we close out with some baseball stuff. Get this. Apparently, a mechanic did not realize what happens when you leave a running vehicle in a closed garage. A gentleman by the name of Kahali Johnson, this happened in New Jersey, told police on Tuesday night that he found the dead bodies of his wife and a car mechanic in his garage. He got home, he smelled gas, and he traced the smell inside the garage in which he found the running vehicle there, the mechanic and his wife inside the car, getting it on.
Oh.
But the carbon monoxide killed them. Apparently, the woman had agreed to have sex with the mechanic in exchange for the work done on the car.
That's a hell of a discount.
You know, hey, you gotta be industrious, right?
So that marriage,
pinch your pennies,
was over then, right?
Yeah, did he know about this? Did he say, "Hey, we need work done on the car. Go get it done"?
Or did she just decide to
just go out?
Know,
yeah,
yeah.
Let me fix the car.
This is called natural selection, by the way.
How do you not? This dude's a mechanic, and he would. Isn't that like
how do you not get to a point where you open the garage,
right? Or turn off the car,
right? If this happens to a kid. Get it.
Right, crazy.
Somebody tries to go off in their own way that
sure.
way, okay.
Yeah.
Everybody knows right. this is a real thing.
You pull in, you close the garage, you turn the car off, then you close the garage door. Yeah. Easy as that. You get it on all you want, the car, just don't leave the car running.
I asked a couple of coworkers for the show who don't know anything about cars. Hey, if I put you in a garage, close the door, and then turn the car on, anything bad happen? They go, yeah you'll die.
Right, that's not like, going to go
you.
Well.
Thank you.
So there's your update in Darwinism today. A wife cheating on her husband with a mechanic in order to pay for the work being done on the car. They left the car running in the garage, closed the door, were getting it on, and the carbon monoxide killed him. The husband walked in and found him. That happened in their wonderful state of New Jersey. Hey, a couple of baseball oddities to close out the show. Also, is one team looking in the rearview mirror now? Next on The Fan.
Action to keep him strong, moving in the right direction.
Another Sooks of Hazzard coming up top of the hour. Mariner fans getting nervous at all?
I think Mariner fans have been nervous for 17 years. I think it's in their DNA. Are you talking about the Oakland A's winning again?
They're just born that way. Yeah, the A's played a day game today in Houston, and they won the game 6-4. You think about it, too. If they don't blow that crazy ending, was that two nights ago?
Yeah.
They are now inching up. They are only, let's see, according to my crack math, 5.5 games behind the Seattle Mariners.
There you go.
They have won 7 out of 10. So the Mariners, I mean, they're still playing good ball. Mariners won, I believe last night they won, was it 3-0, I think?
Mm-hmm.
So they got the win down in Anaheim. But Oakland continuing to play good baseball, only 5.5 back. And really, outside of that, you got to go. Let me bring out the wild card standings. I believe the next closest team, is Tampa. So they have a 9.5 game lead on Tampa, which is pretty solid. And you're wondering what the Rays are going to do with the deadline, that kind of stuff. That's amazing. The Tampa's 48-44. I didn't even realize that this year. And then you got Oakland 5.5 back of them. So outside of that, there's not much competition. But Oakland's one of those teams. They seemingly do this every couple of years, where you ride them off at the beginning. They don't seem to have much talent. It's all a bunch of young guys you never heard of before, low payroll. Here they are once again.
They're kind of one of those teams, too. They do a good job of getting a couple vets on the cheap, and then you mix them with the up-and-coming talent.
Yeah.
And some years it just clicks really well, and they have these runs where they might make the postseason, or they scare the living hell out of the last team to get the wild card.
Right.
And then the other times they are so damn bad, and they're winning like 60 games.
Yeah, it's a good combination because you got to restock the farm system every now and then with draft picks, right?
So I feel like they're perpetually a farm system,
that's just
even with
what
the team that's playing on the field.
Not when they move to Portland, though, that's for sure. So that's happening right now. They won again today. Big win for them in Houston. How about this note last night in the baseball world? There were a couple of big blowouts. The Indians blew out the Royals, which was the first one. And there was actually a funny thing where the Fox Sports Arizona tweet sent out a joke that at least we're not the Reds tonight prior to the Diamondbacks losing their game at Coors Field 19-2. But in that game, this happened. Is it German Marquez? Herman Marquez.
He launched this, by the way.
If you're wondering who he is, he's a pitcher.
Yep.
For the Rockies. He hit a home run off of Daniel Descalso, who is a position player for the Diamondbacks. Yeah. They were down so much they were pitching him. That was the first time a pitcher had home run off a position player since June of 1986 in a Giants and Padres game.
So I saw the highlights of this on SportsCenter last night, and it's hilarious because they show the pitcher, they watch him throw his reaction. As soon as he throws it,
he kind of gets that look in his eyes.
He leans over onto his right side, holds his knees, and he has a smile like, yep, I knew that one wasn't good.
Yes.
And on the other side, the pitcher who hit this, it went 447 feet. It wasn't just like he hit a home run in Coors. He launched that pitch into the stands. Amazing. They also had a funny...
That's one of those things you never think you'll see of a pitcher hitting a home run. Because occasionally you'll get position players to pitch once in a blue moon when a game gets that ugly or it goes that long. This is now the second time that this has happened in a Diamondbacks game because they just played the Padres the other day and it went to 16 innings and they had to use a position player on the mound because they ran out of relievers.
Yeah.
And now it happens again. They did it yesterday because they just, no need in blowing out a bullpen arm. Might as well put Descalso out there. Let him throw a couple of pitches. How about that? So that happened yesterday. By the way, shout out to one of our P1s who is currently listening to the show at the hospital.
This is unbelievable.
Awaiting the birth of his child.
Brandon is a strong name. It's in the dictionary, right under Hercules. So just an FYI.
That is some P1 commitment right there.
That's a serious commitment.
Best of luck and pulling for everybody to be healthy out of that one.
Just be ready to don't sleep the next 2 days. If you already have a kid, then you're already ready. If you don't, this is your first. Good luck to you. It's going to be the greatest moment of your life, and nothing will come close.
It's the eastbound and down line. You know how to make me disappear?
Call me dad.
What do you think of the Montgomery Biscuits having a millennial night? 65% of you think it's hilarious. Rooting interest out of the equation. What sport is more entertaining? College football, 62% of you. What player do you enjoy watching more, or did you enjoy watching more? 65% said Damian Lillard over Brandon Roy. And then what current athlete is having the prime of their career wasted the most by their organization? 47% with Mike Trout. Here's your Coors Light poll questions of the day. The results at Dirt and Sprague on Twitter. All right, that'll do it for us, folks. If you miss any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. We'll tweet it out at 1080thefan and at Dirt and Sprague as well. Go give us a follow. Hope everybody beats the heat tonight. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We will talk to you tomorrow at noon. Number one, another Sooks of Hazzard edition is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.